Hi, I'm Chris Maxey. I'm the event coordinator for Rock the Arts.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Snopko, and I'm the interim executive director of the Prairie Art Alliance. We decided to have this event because obviously we're a nonprofit organization, the Prairie Art Alliance is, so we make money a lot of different ways. We make it through obviously gallery sales, but then there's education and membership and individual sponsorship and corporate sponsorship. And obviously having an event like this brings awareness to the arts downtown and in general. And with the advent of the artification and then the SAA having the Paint the Streets, I really feel like the visual arts are becoming alive in downtown Springfield. And downtown revitalization is something that I hold close to my heart, as well as the arts. And I'd love to see those two come together.
And so you've mentioned, though, that there are galleries in Springfield that have closed. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
It seems like in the past couple of years here, there have been some closings for various reasons. One was the RMD Gallery, one was Robert Morris Gallery, and then the Mike Manning Studio just closed. Every time that happens, you know, it's kind of just a little hit to downtown, and I would like to see the art scene as vibrant and as alive as possible downtown, so that's why we're having this.
And at this point in Springfield's art scene, that we do have kind of a renaissance in some ways. There's two different things going on. We have a renaissance in terms of art, I feel like, is more vibrant than it's always been, and we're seeing a lot of community support for the arts and for music as well, for theater. You're even seeing independent movies starting to come out of Springfield now, so it's a really exciting time in terms of that. But then this other thing is going on where we're also still in the middle of a pretty nasty recession, where people are having trouble paying for those luxury goods in a way, because buying a piece of art is somewhat of a luxury. That's what's making it difficult, is we've got this resurgence of the arts, but then there isn't the funding and financial support for it. So with this event, we're trying to kind of meet the two together and still support the arts that are seeing such a resurgence as they are.
So Chris, you've been organizing the Rock the Arts event. Tell us what's actually involved, what it will entail.
It'll be from 4 to 10 this Saturday, July 27th. We've got music all day long. We'll have acoustic music during the evening, and then we'll have a few bands at night as well. So there's a little something for everybody. It'll be on the Old State Capitol Plaza in front of the Gallery 2. So it will be inside and outside. So if you need a break from the heat, you can come inside, get a nice refreshment. Chiquitos will have a truck out there serving all of their delicious, delicious food, as well as, I assume, lemon shake-ups and water and things like that. So there'll be kids' activities. There'll be a couple of public art installations and something for the entire family.
And tell us about some of the artists and musicians who will be involved.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, one of them will be CJ Thunder, who you just recently featured. Great pipes on her, as well as some great songs that she's written. We'll have the Old Fashions, which feature excellent vocal harmonies. And then the Transatlantic, who they put on such a great show. They're so much fun. They're making jokes on stage. So we've got a terrific lineup. I think everybody will be able to find something that they like.
And so, Jennifer, will the art on display be people who belong to the Prairie Art Alliance?
We will have members of the Prairie Art Alliance have their art on display. We'll be auctioning off a painting, actually, of a girl rocking out. As you mentioned, we will have the two public art installations. Adam Pirschbacher, one of our artists, has been instrumental in creating the imagery and the posters and the handbills, as well as helping us build a huge elephant in the room that the public can then paint on, which is really exciting and fun to see. It's made out of wood and cardboard. And then we also have a tower of light, which is an 8-foot fluorescent light round contraption that we'll be having the public attach different colored plastic twirled bottles to, as you remember from Installation Wars. And that will actually be in front of the gallery, and it will be a beam of colors by the end of the night. And hopefully the elephant will just be absolutely covered.
And speaking of the elephant in the room, so to speak, let's talk a little bit about the viability of Gallery 2. Obviously, you're working to garner proceeds with this Rock the Arts event. Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about your health.
I think the health of the organization as a whole is really well. We have two galleries. We have one in the Hoagland Center for the Arts, called the H.D. Smith Gallery and then Gallery 2. We also have studio space in Gallery 2. We have a lot of special events and programming there. We have a classroom in the Hoagland. So it's really an overarching umbrella. But as I said before, we are a nonprofit organization. So you got to fight for what you have. And I do believe that it is viable and it'll be around for longer than than just Rock the Arts. But it's just, you know, the things that we have to do to make sure that the arts stay alive.